This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. Hey, many years ago, when I used to live northwest of Tucson, Arizona, up in that Ironwood Forest sort of, what they call that pesky pygmy owl country. You know, when I went deer hunting in November, I would drive down to Cochise County to the southern end of the Chiricahua Mountains and then go into a smaller range called the Pedregosa Mountains. And I don't recall ever getting a deer in there, but I went for several years and I just loved that country. One year, I remember that no one was at home, so I brought our dog Hoppy to hang out with. He wasn't allowed to hunt. He had to stay at camp, which he didn't like much, but, you know, we had a good time together in the evenings. I remember I'd brought a boombox and some magazines and books, and Hoppy and I would eat and then hang around a little fire and listen to Merle or Mozart. You know, it didn't matter. Both made me quite emotional. But Hoppy didn't care. He was just a good dog. I remember when I got him, Ms. Mosquitie said, "Jamie needs a dog. Jamie, her son, yeah, my stepson." And she knew of a litter of mutts down on 4th Avenue near 5th Street in Tucson. So I went down, and out of a litter of a very colorful mutts, I picked the one that looked like a yellow lab with a nose the color of an eraser. And he curled up on my lap as I drove him home that night in my old 1946 Chevy pickup, the Yellow Rattle. And that was the start of our times with Hoppy, the start of stories that Hoppy, if he wasn't the star of the story, you know, he always played a part in it. And it seems like pictures from those times. There was a picture of Jamie, or later on, years later, when we had our daughters, Sarah and Katie, there wasn't a picture of any of them without Hoppy seeming to jump in there. Oh, gosh, I remember the time he hiked with Ms. Mosquitie and Jamie up Oak Grove Canyon and decided he could scale a cliff but lost his footing and plunged 30 feet into a pool of water. Oh, and then there was the time the great horned owls had young in a saguaro behind our home, and the adults would swoop down and rake their talons across Hoppy's back if he got too close. And he thought it was a game, so he would gallop back and forth in front of that saguaro, and the owls would chase him and swoop down on him, and after a while it seemed like everyone was just playing a game. Once a friend and I watched as Hoppy ran across the desert and got a choy in his front foot and kept going on three legs. And then he got another choy in his back foot, but same side. And he kept going on two legs on the same side. When he finally stopped, I turned to my friend Don and said, "Did you see that?" "Yeah, but I don't believe it." Oh, he was just a good dog, a real natural. I mean, dogs come and go in a lifetime. And I've never not had a dog. But we figured out pretty quick there was only going to be one Hoppy, and I think you only get one Hoppy per lifetime. We called him Hoppy, King of the Dogs. He was a good company, you know. And I remember on that hunt that we did together, I remember in that stack of magazines I brought was a magazine called City Magazine, a short-lived magazine out of Tucson, and there was an article by a favorite author, Bird Baylor. This little story in that issue was about La Reina de la Noche, the Queen of the Night, a cactus, Pinioceros greggii, and they grew in the desert around the Mosquitie homestead back then, and I would look under ironwoods and Palo Verdes for this very inconspicuous rib stick, you know, and that was the desert night-blooming cirrus, Pinioceros greggii, and sometimes I'd find them in the open where a tree had died. Those brittle rib sticks were coming from a tuber in the earth, sometimes huge tubers. I know because I'd dig them up and bring them home. If I ever saw those survey stakes going out in that desert indicating a new development, you know, the four houses, six houses per acre thing coming in. And we plant those huge tubers under trees all over our yard. And on one night in June, or maybe the first week of July, all those Pinioceros greggii would bloom, huge white flowers, 3 inches across, 6-inch long floral tubes coming off those sticks. What a show for such a dead-looking plant, Pinioceros greggii, the queen of the night. Hey, that dog Hoppy, he got old, and we had him start sleeping in our bedroom on a favorite blanket, and at night I'd wake up and listen to see if he was still breathing. And one day at work, Ms. Mosquitie called me crying. "Hoppy died," she said, between sobs. "I'm coming," I said, and ran out to my truck and drove home, and I dug a hole under a huge ironwood right next to a Pinioceros greggii, and we buried him in his favorite blanket, King of the Dogs, next to a Queen of the Night. A good ending for a good dog. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.